Mike from around the world. Are you there, Mike?
God bless you, Pastor Paul. Here.
You are here. You're coming in loud and clear. I'm on the road, Mike. I'm in Dallas for this conference, but I brought all my equipment so that you would could so people could hear you loud and clear. I don't want any more emails. I don't want, you know, please. So you're here. It's great to hear your voice, Mike. How you doing tonight?
Well, good to be here, Pastor Paul. Very, very shaky night.
It is a shaky night. And I even titled this broadcast, Is It Too Late? And I mean this in a lot of ways. We can go in a lot of different direction, but, you know, we can start with Israel. We could talk about Iran. We could start there, but let's start in America first. The eclipse is coming. There's already, Indiana's already declared a state of emergency because there's so many people. There's FEMA is getting in position. The National Guard is being deployed in different places. The threat levels, I hear, are high. Mike, can you tell us, it's a shaky night. Can you tell us what you mean?
Well, yeah, that threat level is extremely high. And well, I'm glad that somebody is finally, you know, letting people know that we are in serious times here. In essence, the very thing that happened in Israel, they desire to happen to us. With the same carnage, they want to happen here with maximum damage. And so, yeah, things are quite shaky. Well, as the word says, the enemy is of your own household.
Right.
So we have a lot of embedded operatives, you could say, from foreign countries that are here, that are set up. Of course, they don't do this overnight, Pastor Paul. This takes years to coordinate.
Right.
And from what's coming back, they've been working for years to get everything set up. And so here we are.
So I was interviewing last night Amit Grenfell. He's a lieutenant in the IDF. He's in America right now, and I actually interviewed him last night. And he said, don't you understand, Paul? We're little Satan. You guys are big Satan.
Yep.
What you saw, we failed. We dropped the ball. We took it for granted that they wouldn't just come roaring in like that and that the hundreds of people would come and do what they did to us. We dropped the ball.
Yep.
I'm afraid. He goes, and I don't know, but look at your southern border. I mean, do you really think you're really ready? Mike, are we ready?
Yeah, we're too arrogant. I think we're too arrogant regarding leadership. I'll tell you something, Best Ball, so long as people continue to call out on men to save them, they're messing up. That's the first mistake, right? And the Lord has his answer for that in Judges 10:14.
Okay.
So hopefully, you know, for the Christians, if they would turn back to the living God, right, stop calling out for people, but call out for the living God. I mean, really turn back to him. Well, then maybe. But if the believers don't do it, nobody else has a hope. And as far as people in the USA, they're already placed here. They've been here for some time now.
It's too late to stop them from getting in position and getting the Trojan horse is here. They've been they're out of the bag. They're in position. That's too late, isn't it? That's too late.
Oh yeah, because they have jobs and nuclear facilities. They're in the military. They own businesses. They're CEOs and presidents, and you name it. They've been embedded for quite some time. And through our lackadaisical attitude here in the USA, well, so long as we're fighting each other, these guys just laugh and they continue to set up, you know.
Are you concerned that during the eclipse, are you concerned that there's plots or plans already in motion?
Oh, I know they are. They are. That's why everybody is being called upon, Pastor Paul. You're looking at people who were travel here, right?
Yeah.
Think about this. A lot of people are going to come to the USA. A lot of people from different places are going to nonchalantly group in these groups. Now, here's the problem. You don't know who these people are, right?
No.
And when you have people in close proximity like that watching some sort of an event, one operation I know about is for a person to infect themselves.
Huh?
They get around a bunch of people, right? Well, think about it, jihadists. they will easily go into a place and blow themselves up, right?
Right, right, right.
So think of this. Think of a person who injects themselves with a some sort of a toxin that has no cure, no anything, and they go amongst a bunch of people, right?
Yeah.
Well, if they do that, they're going to infect those people that same night. 3 days later, you're going to have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, contaminated and drop dead. That's what will happen. There are toxins that 3 days after injection, the person will 100% die. There is no saving anybody from it if they touch anybody else. If they're in close proximity to anybody else, that's it. And so with these events, they're not, you know, the average civilian out there, they're not taking any of this into consideration because they've heard war stories too much. They've heard scenarios too much. Now they're at a point where they don't believe anything. Right. They'll listen, but they don't believe it. And so when these other folks want maximum damage to the USA, because they continue to say before they can absolutely get Israel, the USA must be on fire. Right. We must burn. And so they don't mind sending, you know, 100,000 people over here injected with something to intermingle with the rest of the people.
And this would be
it's so easy to do. Yes, it's so easy to do. A person goes overseas, they go back home to visit their families. They're from the USA, but they go home to visit their families in various parts of the Middle East. They come back, right? They have 3 days to go into Philly with any and everybody they can. And this eclipse could be one of those masterful times. Now, what I'm telling you is not some wild idea. This is an actual plan. It's a plan. It's an actual plan. And the issue is you just don't know when they're going to execute it. They do know for a fact it will be executed. It most certainly, 1,000% is going to be executed that way. They just don't know when that's going to happen. So, and you can't, there's no, you can't detect that. You can't. Because for 3 days, a person's not going to have a fever. They're not going to have that biofeedback from the body that would allow somebody to say that person's sick. And so here we are in those days. And they really want America to burn.
So this war with Israel, of course, is really a war with the United States as well. We're big Satan. They're little Satan. The New World Order, I mean, you know, we talk a lot about this beast in the Bible in Revelation 13 that rises up. It's right. Vicious. Daniel said said this beast kingdom had iron teeth, okay?
Yep.
So there's no mercy here. I mean, we're talking about a mentality, a ideology, a demonic ideology that has no mercy. And Christians and Jews primarily are the prey, if you will. This is really what they want to do, isn't it? Break our spirit, break our faith, break our nation's freedom, and consolidate this thing somehow into a one world monster government. Are they really thinking this way?
Well, you know what? They are. Past all, they're actually doing it. If you look right now, right, everything that's happening is happening according to their playbook. And I hate to say this, but people have played right into their hands for about the last 20 years. And the end result of what they wanted is happening right now. The only thing to obstruct them is to get, if God's people would stop looking to the world for a solution.
Right.
Right. And look back to God, then God would lead them a different way. But because they keep looking to the world, they're going to have the world's results. And I hate to tell them, but the world has a demonic influence over it. Right. So every time a person does something by the world's ideology, they're going to have worldly results. They're not going to have godly results. They're going to have worldly results. And so the only difference that can be made right now is with those who believe in Christ. That's the only difference.
Amen.
If those who believe in Christ, if they don't take a stand, there is no stand. There is no hope. It's, you know, things will be executed like they're going to be executed. If God's people were to turn around, I believe that the Lord would, he would stay everything. He would.
Because he can. Yes, he can.
That's
so,
right.
So the statement I like to make sometimes is God can change his mind when we change our hearts.
Yep, he will.
But he can't. Will. He can't do it if we don't, right?
That's right, because that day of the Lord is not, that's not a good day for anybody. In the Bible, it says it's a fool that asks for the day of the Lord, right? Yes, there's no good in the day of the Lord. So and a lot of people don't know what they're asking for, and there's a buildup. You know, there are lots of events going to this buildup, and unfortunately, well, we just crossed over into one. Bad news. It's not good news. It's bad news concerning our sun, you know, solar activity, but it was just one of those things.
So let's talk a little bit about that, because, again, this
the... Well, the 40 days, it has to do with the 40 days.
All right, you said you was going to share it. Yes, you was going to share what that meant. So tell us what that meant.
Everybody knows we're in a very, very prominent solar cycle, right? And so what was starting at solar cycle 19, right, we've had the highest abnormal solar cycles ever. Right, since they began recording it. Now, everybody remembers the Carrington event. To understand what I'm about to say, you have to understand the Carrington event. Scientist Carrington, who was doing the solar observation, saw a flash about 11 a.m., I believe it was 17 hours later. The Earth was hit with a geomagnetic storm that overwhelmed the Earth's magnetosphere. Now, during that time, auroras were seen all the way down to Cuba and Hawaii.
Wow. Right?
Machines began to, they started running by themselves. You normally hear about wires burning up and everything. You seldom hear about machines starting up by themselves. So anything with a motor and armatures and the way they had them wired, they started running all by themselves. So lots of things burned up. Telegraphs, some, you know, transmitted power, some blew up, some started running all by themselves. In the Rocky Mountains, a lot of miners at midnight. This is at midnight. They thought it was daytime. They woke up for breakfast, right? They thought it was daytime. They thought it was, they thought it was a cloudy morning. And so they began to cook breakfast, you know, have coffee and eggs and things like that. So this was a huge event. Had that event happened now, we would have been back in the Stone Ages. Here's a problem, though. The Carrington event was at a very low scale concerning all the solar cycles we've had. I'll say it again. It was at a low scale, right? So you're talking about a very low scale. I believe it was, the first X class we had of this solar cycle was 2019 in July. I believe it was somewhere around there.
Okay.
It was a X 1.6, right? So pretty low. But Pastor, we've reached a point where everything is premature. This solar cycle has messed up all records. All records. It was estimated that the peak would hit around 2025 with about 115 sunspots, I believe they were looking for. Well, they had to change everything. They put the premature peak, because there are two peaks in a solar cycle. They put the premature peak between January and October. What I was doing was, in this 40-day period, there's been a type of magnetic charge from the sun and the Earth, and the interaction that you can record. It's not the butterfly chart, but it's a set of different charts, and you record that data. If there's no interaction, we could survive whatever the sun is going to throw out, right? Here's the problem. We didn't. We had interactions. We didn't make it. So because we did not make it, and it overwhelmed our magnetosphere, which on the 40th day, we had a magnetic storm. On the 40th day.
Okay.
So we didn't make it. Here's what that means. The sun is about to go into a premature peak.
Okay.
It's also about to have its polar reversal. Okay. So it's going to reverse. It's about to go into that reversal period. Okay.
We're at the wrong polarity. Saying it's a pole shift. It's a pole reversal.
Yeah, that's what the sun is about to do. That'll be, it's going to go into that. It normally does this. But the problem is we're not, the Earth's magnetic field is too chaotic, right? It is not organized. And so we're going to have, for some reason, it's outside of us. The chaotic field of the Earth seems to be interacting with the sun's chaotic activity, right? And here's what that means. That means we're going to have some radiation storms we have not had in about since 1933. We haven't had radiation storms like that since 1933. Not only that, but the sun's activity, this electric field that covers the Earth, right? It's an electric field. It's going to dip way down, which means NASA is deeply concerned about every satellite up there, right? Space Command is concerned about all their GPS satellites. And so we have some bad problems coming, right? It's going to cause some sort of damage, and we can't get away from this. It's not correcting itself. It's going into the flip with vulnerabilities. And so what that means is that Carrington event of 1859 is nothing compared to what's about to happen. That is probably one-fourth of what we're about to get. How about that?
Wow.
So we're going to be hit with something much, much higher than the Carrington event could ever generate.
And we're way more dependent on more technological satellites and,
that's right,
and computer systems and microchips. So the devastation from that is unfathomable. Am I right?
Yeah, it'll be about three times stronger. You're looking at forces. The Earth is subject to the forces of the sun, especially. But here's what makes it worse. We have a chaotic magnetic field, okay, right? Where our magnetic field is about to go through a very chaotic moment. And what that means is we'll have magnetic field lines that leave large gaps to the surface of the Earth. So things will get through, right? All that radiation is not going to be redirected to the poles. So think about this. During the Carrington event at midnight, it turned daytime, right? I'm sure I heard a scripture like that.
Yes.
We're going to see that again. So at midnight, probably about midnight, somewhere around there, depending on when it hits, it's going to seem like it's daytime. It'll last for quite some time, too. Here we are.
Well, is it because the charged particles in the air light up, or is it the electricity? Is it radiation?
The auroras, the light from the auroras, those are high-speed particles colliding. Think of it this way. CERN, right, what CERN does through the Hadron Collider happens naturally in the upper atmospheres, causing an aurora. And, of course, oxygen, nitrogen, hydrogen, all these different gases, they light up different colors at different altitudes when they're struck by high-speed particles, right? Plus, we have a huge tsunami of a force inbound to our solar system, which will probably coincide around the same time.
A huge tsunami of a force. Now, you're not talking asteroids and meteorites here now. You're talking about...
No. Energy. It's energy. Energy. That's energy, yeah.
A huge... When are you anticipating that? When are we...
Well, all the agencies have their neutrino detectors. They're actually doing the double-checking everything, right? Because once it starts coming in, their neutrino detectors will start detecting this, right? These galactic cosmic rays coming in. It just happens to be a lot of them. Concentration of them are coming in at the same time the sun will start its flip moment. At the same time, the Artemis missions are going to be happening also. It's just one of those, triple whammy type deals.
Is it
the fallout could be, Pastor Paul, that we could have some severe issues happening from that? For example, the GPS satellites, right? The USA, those belong to the USA. Those specifically belong to the Air Force. All GPS satellites belong to the U.S. Air Force.
Okay.
All of them do. So that means our enemies use our GPS satellites for their missile targeting. Right, which is why Israel has quick access to that.
Is that why that's why they're scrambling them right now to keep Iran?
Yeah,
in
that's a simple request. Then Air Force Command complies. So we can do that. They belong to us. Isn't that funny though? Even Russia uses our GPS satellites to guide their missiles. Isn't that funny?
And we allow it.
That's the game of warfare, right? Yeah. Anyway, but they can turn them off when they get ready. But if this storm, once these solar happenings begin to take place, there will be no GPS satellites, right? The Air Force Command has, they have great concern about this. And again, in the Bible, Pastor Paul did say that the horses would be smitten with blindness.
Yes, it does say that.
And the riders with madness. Well, we don't ride horses, but we do have GPS-guided vehicles. And if there's no GPS, that vehicle is essentially blind.
Blind.
Yep.
The planes.
So
will be,
we are.
So will our planes. Our planes.
Planes have already been warned. They've been the FAA has been. They're coming up with manuals and times, and they're trying to get the precise dates because they have several warnings for all commercial, airlines during certain times. They're not going to be able to travel at all. So there will come some days when there will be zero air traffic, no air traffic. They're not going to allow planes to go up in the air. They will not. During the eclipse, for example, when this time, something odd's going to happen. We don't know what the results will be, but when the moon is in front of the sun, it's going to obstruct a very smooth stream of particulates. They don't know what's going to happen when that obstruction. It could cause a blanking effect or a negation effect in gravity, right? A small change
really?
In physics. Yeah,
okay.
It could very well cause that. If that happens, well, that's going to cause some bad problems, too. Also, electronically, right, when you obstruct, let's say the main voltage coming out of something, once you put something in front of that to resist it or cause some sort of inductance, a reactance or a capacitance reactance, you're going to slow the forces after that, meaning to slow those forces and to have a low potential of the voltage will increase the amperage, right? That means heat. That means speed of flow of the electrons. All that will start to speed up, so that could cause some issues also, right? St. Elmo's fire, for example, that whole phenomena could be increased tenfold. They don't know. They don't know. No plane can withstand St. Elmo's fire increased tenfold. They can't fly like that. That would just be devastating. Right. So they don't know about that effect. This is the first time they've ever recorded a steady stream.
Are we going to cut down the number of planes in the sky during this eclipse?
There's a warning. They will issue warnings for air traffic. They're going to issue warnings for any ships on the sea. They're going to have warnings all over the place. Now, what excuse or cover story they're going to use? Who knows? Maybe they'll say, pilots don't look directly into the sun or you'll go blind and crash the plane. Who knows?
Yeah, but, okay, I got it.
They're going to have to do something because these forces, when you start playing with these forces, right, it's kind of like if you hold battery cables and you haven't connected them to the battery yet, no big deal.
They're live.
As soon as you connect them, even the right way, you're going to get that initial spark of the flow of electrons, right?
If
you tap them together, you're really going to be in trouble, right, if they're connected to the battery. So forces can seem benign when they're in their normal, mode of operation. As soon as you obstruct them, then kapoof, you cut that circuit. They don't know what will happen. And in this case, the moon is going to cut the circuit, the natural stream flow, right, of radiation or particulates or power coming from the sun to the earth and back to the sun. It will obstruct it this time. So
let me ask.
No one knows what will take place.
Okay, now CERN. So, well, first of all, I was looking to see if there was a CERN here in Texas. There was supposed to have been one built, was supposed to be like 10 times or 20 times greater than the one in Switzerland. But that got canceled. They never built it. I often wondered about what would happen. But CERN is going to fire up during the eclipse on April 8th. And, I mean, they're going to fire this thing up full blast. I mean, is that okay? I mean, is there a reason to do it that day? Is the gravitational pull different?
Sure it is. It's just like nuclear weapons, right? Everybody thinks you can detonate a nuclear weapon at any given time, right?
Yeah.
That's not true. That's not true. That is not true. Powerful forces here on Earth must sync up with celestial powers, or you're going to have a difference in physics and things won't operate correctly. Right.
Okay.
So they use celestial happenings to maximize different things they do here on this Earth. Now, NASA's no secret. NASA's connected with Apollyon. Period.
Oh, wait a minute. Whoa, whoa.
Period.
NASA is, wait, CERN is CERN. You're talking NASA now.
NASA is connected with Apollyon.
With Apollyon. Right? You know, Apollyon is the thing that comes out of the bottom.
Right. NASA's. And CERN and NASA, right?
Are working together.
Our government, they work closely together.
With Apollyon.
There should be no secret that NASA and Apollyon
are you saying NASA and CERN are communicating with this demon?
They always do. Well, they communicate together to do different things. It was NASA who had the psychic experiments during most of their, missions. It is the ISS who has the experiments with CERN every time they operate, right?
Okay.
They do meditation experiments. They do spiritual experiments.
Okay.
They do, they have ceremonies. They have dedications, right? They bear the patch and they bear the name, the true name of Apollyon on all vehicles, this, that, and the other. So, yeah, they're these guys are steeped in that type of thing. Right? They show it to the whole world, and the world doesn't care.
It's occultism, though. You're going into the dark side here. I mean,
they've been doing that for a long time. That's how that was what the Germans, when the Germans came over, right? When they picked everybody up to help out the space program here in the USA, it was a known fact that you had to appease ancient gods to have success in the heavens, and that's how they did it. They were in communication with spirits that gave them the information. So meditation, all that is a high part of that. Look at Apple, right? All successful companies do the same thing. They do the exact same thing. They connect with the exact same entities. They do it all the time.
So it's nothing new that we have occult connections between groups of organizations with the beyond the veil, communicating, paying homage, worshiping even, the gods of the dark side. Lucifer, the prince of the power of the air, is in communication with mankind through these different technologies.
Always.
Yeah.
Where do you think they get their ideas from?
Well, I was going to
Nikola Tesla. I know people parade Nikolai. It's one of the greatest minds, but he told everybody in his own writings who he was in communication with, right? Albert Einstein is the one that gave the warning. He gave the warning. He stopped hanging around or doing things for certain folks because of their ties to, the esoteric things. It was Area 51. It was S4, S325 that had all those ceremonies out there, and people start seeing the orbs, not necessarily ships or anything, but orbs, right? Though that's spiritual interactions. It is, and it's almost like the USA leads the way in devil worship right now. It was also no secret that the USA was the home. It's a kingdom here in the USA, underneath the USA. It's the home of something, which is what some of these older stories about folks who were, when they were digging tunnels in the USA, right? Various transportation tunnels, they ran into big problems. It got so bad they had to bring Delta operators and special forces with them every time they went to go dig a tunnel, to go dig in a mountain because they would find things. So the Germans educated the U.S. on such things. Remember, they were the masters at underground bases, and they taught us, but they also taught us what to expect, what we're going to run into, how to arm against them, and how to appease them. Right?
Now, is the radical Islamist... The groups, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, the Iranians, who are in connection with working with the North Koreans, the Chinese, the Russians.
They're all part of one alliance.
It's a vortex of evil, isn't it?
Yes, I call it the Unholy Alliance.
Unholy Alliance.
Yeah.
They are. Do you feel that they have a timeline of certain events that they must accomplish? This 2030, we've been stuck on this thing, and the UN and the World Economic Forum and the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and some of these secret societies, and we studied all that when we wrote our book here. But what I'm asking you is there a timeline of events that must that coincide with the celestial world?
Yes. Yeah. But I give you a caution, though.
Okay.
Anything you can read about these groups, they already know you can read about
it. Yeah, that's right? There's a reason. Okay.
Civilians or the public, there's a reason the public is always thrown off, because every time they have an announcement, they've already accomplished things, right?
I see.
And then you wonder, what is their real timing? So you have to take whatever days they give you, right? And you have to start subtracting years from that. And they always do that. So they throw everybody off. Now, if nobody says, especially with dates, if nobody says anything about a date, they automatically know that in the civilian world, people are going to start having ideas about it. Those ideas will take form, shape. All of a sudden, they become fact with nobody saying a word. They already know this. And so they throw things out there often as kind of like a bone to something, right? They will let you know what they're going to do, but they will not let you know when they're going to do it.
Not exactly.
Chances are,
right.
Right. Chances are like 2030. Think about 2030. That means 2030, they will have accomplished everything much more than what they, you know, have a mandate for 2030. Even right now, Pastor Paul, right now, the changes that are taking place right now, it's almost like nobody can stop them. You know, it's a sad thing to tell anybody, but who's been able to stop these globalist policies for the last 50 years?
No one.
No one. Not one human being has been able to stop them, right? So they appease people with what they think is happening. But when you look at the truth of the situation, something else is taking place. It doesn't matter what a person promises anybody, the same thing keeps happening.
Yeah.
And that's one of my major cautions is why God's people need to call out on the living God through Christ,
Amen.
Not mankind, because mankind can be purchased. Let's go ahead and face it. All of us need money to stay functional in the earth.
Right.
And you can buy people, right?
Yep.
But nobody can buy the living God.
No.
So there you are.
Okay, so now this 2030 is a date that's kind of set out there. We know they're marching towards something. We're going to call it New World Order for this purpose, but I mean the beast kingdom of the Bible. They're ahead of the game than what we know about. So have they already chosen their leader? Do you believe that their leader is ready, just waiting for his moment, and they have a certain plan to unveil him? Is it something catastrophic? Is it something war, a pinnacle, a moment, a certain occultic day? Do they have their Antichrist guy ready to go?
Every foul spirit, before it's ever shown, is preceded by human carnage. Every single time. Right?
Wow.
I think they know what 2024 is about. This is a very significant month or significant year. And forget 2025. We're going to have enough to handle here now, right? I believe they're counting on the blindness of the people not to really see what 2024 is about. I believe they're counting on that. Now, all these foreign countries are getting ready. Why is it that the USA's view of the world is different than the rest of the world? Why is it that the USA has been wrong about the moves of all the world for all these years, and yet the loyalty base of the USA is beyond belief? In other words, when you listen to the pundits of what's going to happen in the world, from the USA's point of view, it never turns out that way. But if you listen to other countries, right, what they're saying is absolutely taking place. Something is happening here in this country. This country is a country that has a UN, right?
Yes.
They can complain about the UN all day. Then why house them? Why house the UN?
Yeah, why
here,
why
right?
let them here? Why are they
why
in New York
stuff?
City?
And why continue to protect them? Why continue to, you know, do everything goes through the UN? It's just like before any war happens, why is the Vatican always is always called upon? Before the Ukrainians were attacked by Russia, did not the Pope go down there and speak to him? Before this Hamas deal, wasn't the Pope in the Middle East? Didn't they have a conversation with the Pope? See, so before anything, so something else is going on beyond the eyes of what the average person would think. And it is steeped in spiritual mysticism and everything else. But these guys are demon worshipers.
Yeah.
They are. And they have been going ahead with their plans. Look at the policies. Look at the media, television, all that. Right. Look at what Joe Biden did. He, you know what? that sickened me when what happened with Joe Biden, when he allowed that day, when he reaffirmed a declaration of that day on Easter. That should never have happened.
That should have never happened. No.
Now, Evie, it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if that date was set a long time ago. Right? Then you tell those people, well, wait a minute. No, by presidential, by executive authority, nothing is going to happen on Easter except Easter.
Right. Right? He could have done that easily.
You just scoop that date out of Easter. Right. That's a mockery. That's an absolute
it's
mockery.
It's blasphemy. It's blasphemous.
And you know what? Look, half this country, I say three-quarters of this country, clapped their hands at it.
Yep.
Three-quarters of the country said, all right, finally. So, you know, that tells you what shape we're in. It also should show and demonstrate to everybody what's coming. Is somebody coming forward? You better believe it, because iniquity is going to rise to a specific level, and then this thing will come. And in fact, when God's people begin to really fall away, when they start getting so tired that they start giving up. Now, a person who's with Christ may not give up openly, right? But people are going to start hitting a point, Pastor Paul, when they get real tired of things happening in the world, that they're going to start losing hope. They just won't tell anybody. When this takes place, it'll be more room for this thing to operate, because no beast is going to operate in the presence of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost inhabits God's people. So God's people that number has to go down before this thing can even come forward. Satan can't do anything in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Even in the Bible, it says there must come a falling away first, and then that man of perdition will be revealed.
That's right. That's what it says. Now, let me quote for you. This is from my book, Revelation 9-11, in chapter 3. This is a quote. Some of the biggest men in the United States in the field of commerce and manufacturing are afraid of somebody. They're afraid of something. They know there is a power somewhere so organized, so subtle, so watchful, so interlocked, so complete, so persuasive, that they had better not speak above their breath when they speak in condemnation of it. And the man that said that was President Woodrow Wilson.
That's right.
And that's what, 100 years ago or something close to that?
He knew then, as the king of the world.
This guy's sitting at the president. He's sitting in the Oval Office, and he's saying, "There's something so dark. There is an organizational, demonic organizational, so dark, so demonic. You better not breathe it." And he wrote it down. He wrote this down before leaving office. He wanted to somewhere let it be known that he knew about it. But you better not say anything about it. This is how much stronger is that force now than it was in the days of President Woodrow Wilson?
It's that's a force nobody's going to tangle with. Nobody has power. Think of it this way: think of a person who drifts away from Christ and they go to worship Satan, right?
Yep.
Satan rules by fear. That's how he rules, by fear. He lures people by promises. He rules by fear and threats and everything else. These guys, they get under that power. They're afraid to move left or right because they have families. Now, if they do everything they're supposed to do, they can continue to live in society. There's an example every single month from the king of the world among these people who make a lot of money. There's an example. Anybody who steps out of line is going to be made an example. But think of this. What if there a power existed that could cause a person to age 60 years in 2 seconds.
What?
And everybody could see it. I mean, just think of a power like that. Who's going to mess with that power?
Nobody's going to mess with that.
Who can? It was explained to me one time that if anybody ever crossed the line, they could be sitting in a meeting, right? And in this meeting, that same person in the meeting lasts 20 minutes. This person, in the course of maybe 2 minutes, would have suffered 80 years, right? Nobody would know it. This person would be in somewhat of a trance, changing the entire time. To them, their experience would be to have suffered, to have been suffered cruelly for 80 years. And then only 2 minutes would have passed. Then they come back. You know, everybody notices they're gray. They're just scared to death, right? They're about to get hospitalized. They can't speak or anything. But their experience was that they suffered for 80 years, like somebody beat them and tortured them for 80 years. Think about that. So, now,
go ahead.
If something could exercise power like that over anybody, nobody's going to mess with that power. Nobody's going to do that.
No.
If something had that type of power to do, nobody's going to do that. And that power is yet to surface, right? That is the power everybody is waiting on. The core of that power is about to surface. That power. And it has not surfaced because nobody would ever make a mistake in recognizing that power. Everybody would know that power just by gazing at it. Everybody would be able to recognize that power. Everybody.
Yes.
But that's said to happen very soon.
All right. So, excuse me. So, we have a world. We have a sun that's very volatile. We're in a solar maximum. We're in a solar cycle that's beyond bizarre. I just saw the meteorologist today on the National Weather Channel. I just flipped through the channel, happened to hit it, and then I went to research, and I found more info. And we wanted to find out from you, Mike. This guy said that never in history have we seen the seas, the temperatures of the ocean, the jet stream, the ocean currents. El Nino's gone. There's nothing to resist it. This is the perfect storm scenario for the worst hurricanes, cyclones and typhoons that we've ever seen. The condition for it is the worst ever. This will be the most dangerous time of humanity. And I was watching this red alert breaking news on the National Weather Channel on the weather. And I said to myself, I got to ask Mike, what are they talking about? What caused this? Is this part of Planet X? Why the sun's erupting and changing? Is the volcanism coming up and heating the oceans? Is the gravitational pull? What's going on here?
Well, what's happening to the sun, which started in 1933, is external. That's external.
Okay.
So it has the forces have doubled since then, since 2008. So that's external. Something is affecting the entire solar system.
Okay.
The entire solar system. Because not only Earth is having all these dramatic changes, right? They won't really talk about the other planets like that. They monitor the other planets.
But they're affected too.
So they know.
They're
affected too.
But there is nobody there. Mike, there's no men there causing global warming.
Right.
Why is Mars?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So this entire solar system, right, is feeling those effects. And our sun is one of the telltale signs something is changing. Because in the last few years, everything has gone off the scales. Everything is different. Everything is premature. So in other words, it's not happening. They trend things, right? So they say, there's a solar cycle every 11 years or something like that, right? All that's different now. It is not every 11 years. They say the peak happens midway. All that's changed. It's different now, and this is being caused externally.
External.
Right? Because also Jupiter is changing. At the same time, the sun is changing.
Okay.
Right? So something external is happening.
Okay.
Anytime you have more than one object changing at the exact same time, there's an external force upon them both.
Yes.
So these gas giants are certainly interacting with something at the same time.
Something big out there.
So there's a massive influence upon us, which means our time is pretty short. And believe it or not, the warning of something like that is almost impossible to actually warn about. First of all, nobody's authorized to do it, right? They're very careful about information. The meteorologist coming up with all of these terms, if you notice, there are certain areas that they stop talking in. They're not allowed to cover certain areas anymore, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like a gag order in certain things. But everything is changing in the Earth, and this is going to be this year, 2024, people will begin to see what weather is capable of. Weather will be the direct enemy of mankind, and the winds are coming, Pastor Paul. The winds are coming, the winds are coming,
yeah.
And so is the water. Right after the insects take flight, the waters are coming.
Wow! Okay.
The water's coming.
Okay, now just a couple, 2-3 days ago, we had these incredible, we had 50 tornadoes. We had straight line winds in Kentucky of over 100 miles an hour. The National Weather Service went down, 122 offices. Was non-functional. And I'm wondering, was that deliberately being done, or is there some kind of radiation or some kind of shortage or something messed up? Or was this a deliberate what's going on, Mike? What in the world is that?
You're not going to say it, Pastor Paul, but we're being hacked just about every single day.
Okay.
The networks are overwhelmed. They're dealing with internal traffic and things that we've not dealt with before. There are obviously people on the inside, right? Communications are not guaranteed. They're not. So they were receiving data from the satellites. The problem was the internet. That was the problem. They could not redirect that their data points through the internet. So we have some bad hacking problems here in the USA. Ultimately, this is going to lead to power plants in other places. I know nobody is supposed to say that, but this is the problem we're having. And this problem is internal. The hacking is not coming from overseas. The hacking is coming from within the USA.
Wow.
Somebody's using hop IPs to do all this, Pastor Paul. So the trouble is already here. The enemy is of your own household.
Yeah.
We have the issue right now. We're in the middle of this right now.
They're planted. They've been they've been planted in here from different places, and some of them been homegrown from right here.
And this is probing. You know, when somebody probes, they want to see what you're able to detect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they send the lower echelon individuals out there to do something, and when they're not caught, they know that you have no tactic into getting the right people, and then they go forward with the real stuff.
We're getting ready right now. Israel's expecting to get hit. Let me just read. Here's a comment from the Biden administration. First of all, Mike, today, Iran, Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon held military drills. 3,000 boats in the Mediterranean and around the Gulf of Oman in what they're calling preparation for the Palestinian Intifada. Now, this is all because of the Israel hit the fake consulate over there in Damascus and killed their 3 top generals and 4 leading officers. This was a big deal. Biden administration made this comment a few hours ago. They said, we told Iran we had nothing to do with Israel's attack in Damascus. Don't attack any of our bases or resources. We had nothing to do with it. It is Israel. I mean, my question is, that's backstab. That's turning your back on your friend. Even if Israel is the one who did it, for you to say, I didn't have nothing to do with it, it's all his fault. I don't want to. Can you believe that came out of the White House?
Yes, and it's also confirmation, right, of intercepted communications. You don't say something like that unless you have seen somebody else's plans that they're coming to get you.
Yep, okay.
So that was a response. So that's confirmation that somebody's coming to get the USA, right?
Yep.
Somebody's coming to get us.
We're running scared.
You know what? It's Pastor Paul. It's like 9/11, right?
Yeah.
Something was wrong that entire month, and nobody wanted to hear it. Where people warned, you better believe it. Nobody wanted to hear it. Doesn't really matter where it came from. They knew it was going to happen, and nobody wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
Right. Right now, surely I'm not the only one out there telling people to be vigilant. We're going to get hit by something. It's already begun. Right there at the 40-day mark, a boat slams into a bridge. I hope nobody thinks that was just a
wacky
power
No, I'm with
outage.
You. That was definitely a terrorist attack.
Right. And then, you know, it's the first of many things that will take place. But you're going to have people out there say, don't worry. Don't worry. It's not about worry. It's about being vigilant. It's about understanding what time you're in. It's about the declarations in Revelation. God's prophecies are going to come to pass, and that includes the beast and the kingdom of the beast.
Yep.
And the Bible even said we're not going anywhere until we behold, until that beast is revealed. It doesn't mean we have to go shake his hand. It means we have to know that a beast came here on this earth. And so you got a lot of people out there saying, oh, no, we're not going to see any trouble. I tell you, stay away from folks like that. Be vigilant. Do exactly what the Lord leads you to do. Be that individual that will listen to the Most High. Don't listen to the crowd this time. People are going to have to go with the Spirit on things.
Amen.
Right? The world, the world's not going to know anything. They're going to this eclipse. They're going to gather like it's some sort of a. And when the world makes over an event, you know, there's nothing. If they're thinking one thing about this event, I hope that God's people realize that the Creator set all this in motion. The Creator did this.
This is
not man's
plan.
Doing.
Nope.
This is the Creator's doing. And then of all the places, right? What somebody said, they were talking about the path of the sun. The shadow of the sun on the earth. They said, right. Well, it's going to alter a little bit. Well, it doesn't matter. It's an established path. But here's the significant part to me. Of all these towns that have these biblical names, people are coming together in those places.
Yes, they are.
To gather in the places that have biblical names, and they have the same disposition of those places that they had in the Bible.
In other words, they're
what
they're,
in the world?
They're committing the abominations that the Bible said you don't you dare do. The people, very people who are doing them, are going to the biblical locations as if they're tempting God.
Yes,
I mean, it's mock. It's unreal. Why would you do that?
You know what? They have. They're just following the world. Right.
Yeah.
And anytime a person follows the world, they're going to end up in a devilish situation. Right? The world's leading them to slaughter is what's happening.
God was not.
It's almost like this is almost like a recreation of ancient times happening yet again. And I hope that God's people are paying attention because God didn't make a mistake. This was planned from the beginning of
Amen.
Time.
Yes,
this eclipse was always going to happen. It was always going to take place.
Yep.
And so it's not a lot of people that day when that day comes. Somebody asked me the other day, what are you going to do on that day? I said, absolutely nothing. I don't feel anything concerning that day. I feel at zero concerning that day, right? Nothing. I just have nothing. I have nothing. And I said, but that day marks something. You better believe it.
Yeah.
The eclipse does not happen for no reason.
No.
And that's one of God's signals in the sky.
That's right.
For all who would seek him out, they'll have some understanding behind it. Something will take place. That's going to mark something. Right?
Yeah.
We don't know exactly what, but it's going to be major. It's going to mark something. And it's not going to be usual. And if God's people pay attention, right? Every time God's people pay attention, they're spared. Every time God's people ignore what the Lord does, they face doom themselves every single time that happens.
Amen.
Every time.
Amen. And so this is God speaking to us. This is God's put this, like you said, in the motion from the dawning of time. He's not going to change it. He's right on time. We have to decide what kind of condition we want to be in.
That's right.
God's ready to meet us. Well, what kind of shape are we in? And I think it's a defining hour. I think that when Billy Graham, back in 2013, in that interview with Troy Anderson, when he said, you know, Billy was 94 years old, and, you know, Troy got to go to his home, and he's sitting there with the man of God, and he said, what do you see coming for America? Can we ever have a revival again? And Billy Graham said, yeah, we can. God is going to give America its Nineveh moment. If man changes his heart, God will change his mind. Well, and I know that Billy Graham, there's no way he knew about these two eclipses coming 11 years later and the Nineveh cities. There ain't no way he knew that. But he was speaking prophetically that there was an hour coming. When literally we would have, and that, look, this is a signal. This is a sign. But in the days and weeks hereafter is the real moment that we have to ask ourselves, what are we going to do with this? And Christians got to do what they got to do, and that's be ready. But, boy, America has a chance. But is it too late? Is it too late? That's what I'm asking you, Mike. Is it too late? Or have we gone too far? Is there any way we're going to turn back? Or is this prophecy fulfilling itself of the coming of the beast kingdom in play?
Pastor, judges, 10:13 and 10:14, right?
Okay.
Before I even looked at those scriptures, I couldn't get them out of my, they're just in me, right? I couldn't get them out of my head. And I think a lot of people, they're determining their loyalty now. They're showing their faith now, right? If people are going to cry out for the living God, they're not going to cry out for any alternative.
No.
That means God's children, right, whoever loves the Lord, if they really love the Lord, they're going to ask for the Lord, right? They're in servitude to the Lord.
Absolutely.
What man has been serving is what they're going to have to call on. Whatever man has been serving, that's what they're going to have to call on. That's what they're going to be stuck with. Whatever they've been loyal to, that's what they're going to be stuck with to save them.
Let's read the verse. Here it is, folks. Judges chapter 10, verse 13 and 14. Yet you have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore, I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation. That's pretty plain. That's a fact, isn't it? So I guess is that the answer is it too late? Well, it was too late for them, wasn't it? It was too late.
Those who they just continued to seek man out, not the Lord. They forgot about the Lord. Same thing happened in Jeremiah.
Yep.
They forgot about the Lord. They sought themselves, you know.
Forsaking the fountain of living waters, they hewn themselves out cisterns or wells that were broken that could hold no water. Imagine that. It's one thing to walk away from a good thing, but then go create something that's worthless and believe in that instead of having a good thing. Yeah, I know. It's a time like we've never seen before.
It is.
Mike, so you give us the 40-day answer. Can you tell me what's going to happen in the next 30 days?
Well, after the bugs, right? After the bugs take flight, the waters are coming. That's my belief.
Okay.
The waters are coming.
Okay, and so, and again, you've talked about that a lot. And obviously, this is caused from an external wave or external forces. Am I right?
Yeah, partially on that.
Okay.
But that water is not going to be a good thing.
Let me ask you.
We are very close to a water event. We're very close to that water event, the actual water event. And it's not going to make noise. It's not going to be from a usual cause.
It's coming.
Unfortunately. Yep.
Do you think, are we getting ready to see now the Middle East war expand in a greater way?
We will. You know what? Two things can happen right now. And two things can happen. Due to the persistence in the Middle East, right? Due to that persistence, either the regime in Israel will be removed. If it's removed, I'm telling you now, Israel is going to be totally disarmed, and they're still going to get assaulted, period.
Right.
Nobody's going to stop the assault. If the current regime stays in power, they're going to have to fight their way until the moment they're totally taken over. Right?
Wow.
Because what has happened now is the world has assembled against Israel. Israel has no allies. Not one ally. They have no allies. If something were to happen to Israel right now, the U.S. would hesitate many days to intercede. Right?
You're right.
Both the Democrats and Republicans, they do not want further aid to the Ukraine or to Israel.
Nope.
They do not. So they've already announced their heart concerning that matter. They do not want to fund Israel. They do not want to fund the Ukraine anymore. They're washing their hands of it. That's both parties.
Yes.
And so this is where we are, right? In other words, we don't want to help anybody anymore. It's too sticky of a situation. And you know what? That's when friends are defined. Friends are not defined when things are easy. Friends are defined when you're in the middle of a crisis. Whoever remains your friend when you're down and out in the middle of a crisis, that's a true friend.
Amen.
A true friend are not the ones that come around when everything is good. Your true friends you can only know in the middle of a crisis when the chips are down. And when the chips are down, the U.S. is bailing out. I hate to say that, but the U.S. is
yes,
bailing out.
Yes, they are.
Out.
I just read the statement from the Biden administration. They're bailing. They're pointing fingers. They go get them. It's not our fault. Don't touch us. They're the ones. They just bailed. Mike, wow. Powerful show tonight. 10,000 people are watching right now. It was very powerful. And I can tell you this. The question was, is it too late? The answer is, yeah, it could be too late for America, but not for humanity and not for you, not for me, but it could be too late. We may have gone too far. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, that's one of those. That's God's declaration. And you know what? I believe I could say, no, it's not too late.
Yeah.
If God's children declare it so.
That's it. It's the Nineveh moment again. Right? So we're back to
that's
it.
That's right. If we're God's children declare it so.
That's right. God can do anything. I don't have any doubt in my mind of his capability or his will. I just want to know what we're going to do, because what we do is going to determine what God does. That's where we're at. That is the honest to God truth. Mike, I appreciate it. It's been a great show. I really appreciate you coming on, being with us. And, hey, the eclipse is going to take, but we're going to have the post-eclipse show next week. We'll see where we stand then, won't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we will. We will.
Thank you for coming on and being with us tonight.
Fastball is always an honor.
God bless you, brother. The honor's mine.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.